Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I'm just trying to figure out what one. Well, let's do this one. All right, so this happened on Thanksgiving morning, and in this house, they carve more than just the turkey. Yeah. This is in Pensacola. A Florida man stabbed his ex-wife's new husband on Thanksgiving morning in Escambia County. Gregory Grant, 72, was charged with attempted homicide. They said that the guy who was the perpetrator, was homeless, currently living with his ex-wife and her new husband, stabbed the new husband in the upper abdomen during an argument. The victim was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And, yeah, they apparently had gotten into an argument, and I don't know. And the guy who was stabbed said, I was trying to be a nice guy and help out a homeless person, and this is the appreciation I get. Yeah, again, the knives go in the turkey, not each other. That's how that works. A Central Florida man lied about his identity, and he was arrested because he said he forgot who he was when he got caught lying about his identity. This is Polk County Sheriff's Office, where he was arrested, and then when he was originally detained, he lied about his identity, slipped up while trying to keep it going, and he's 54. Wow.
Wait, could he be lying about that too? I mean, he's lying about it.
He's got to be lying about being 54. Anyway, Richard Hallmark of Winter Haven. That totally sounds like a Christmas movie from Hallmark. A bad one. They found a backpack in his car that had meth, all kinds of stuff in it. He said, no, that backpack is my brother's, Robert Hallmark. I don't believe his last name. I'm surprised he didn't go, of the Hallmark family. And I can't deal with it. So according to Polk County Sheriff's Office, pro boxer George Foreman famously had five sons with the same name. And then there were the brothers from the TV series Newhart. So it wasn't out of question that they could be could be brothers who were both named Robert Hallmark.
Okay. This is my brother, Robert. Other brother, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, Richard admitted to the sergeant that his name was Richard and not Robert, and he lied about it because he had a warrant out for his arrest. And the violation that was given in terms of violation for probation was, quote, conspiracy to deliver meth. He looks like it. I think meth ages you, right? That's methed up.
Yes.
Like you get real methed up on meth.
Very true.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. No, I'm not doing that one. That's disgusting. Yeah, I don't know. Can't read this one. Although it's really good. A woman drove her SUV into her baby daddy and a woman that he was in the middle of coitus with, right? Okay. A Broward woman who drove her SUV into her child's father and the woman that he was getting it on with is facing battery charges. Like, no, I mean, he was in the act of doing it.
Oh.
Maybe she couldn't see because her eyelashes were so ridiculous. It looks like she just grabbed caterpillars and spider's legs and glued them to her upper lash line. Why? Stop it. That's not natural. Ain't nobody's got, you're not supposed to look like one of them yaks that have the flood. It's not how it's supposed to look. She was arrested, in case you were wondering. If you're looking for a convenient, affordable way to access medications and treatments you can trust, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Whether it's the flu or parasites, cancer support, or general well-being, All Family Pharmacy's online service makes getting the medications you need hassle-free. With All Family, it's simple. You can choose the individual medications that best suit your needs or opt for one of their comprehensive treatment packages designed to give you everything that you need in one convenient order. And every order comes with a doctor's prescription included. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other effective medications, they have it all. And you can get fast shipping with most orders shipping in 2 to 3 business days. Medications start as low as $3 per capsule, making it really easy to take charge of your health without breaking the bank. No insurance needed. You can skip the paperwork and get the treatments you need directly. Stock up with their emergency preparedness bundles and access over 200 medications online anytime. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. By the way, if you, you know, usually towards the end of the year, you have dictionaries that revise things, right? They revise, you know, words, or they'll include new words or phrases into their catalogs of words, their dictionaries, right, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
So I just happened to see, I don't really pay attention to this journalist, but I didn't realize that masks were still a thing. Like, that's a, still a thing that people do, right? They do. And this one reporter, she's that Taylor Lorenz chick. Man, hot mess. She's apparently was having a fit over, I guess it was, you know, her book release and all that. I didn't even know she had a book out, and I don't think anybody cares that she has a book out. But she was having a book release party, and she was trying to plan it, and apparently she was mad at everybody. And she said that planning a COVID-safe book launch took months and thousands of my own dollars, ensuring testing, outdoor space, for far UV lights, a litany of other precautions. She goes, meanwhile, you blank blanks are out there raw-dogging the air and spewing your disease-laden breath all over your elderly neighbors. We are not the same. I've got a lot of questions. First off, that's not how that phrase is used. And secondly, you know, you can just say breathing. You know, breathing works just as well. Makes Kane feel a lot better.
Yes.
Because that's not what that means. I don't even know what that... She acts like you're always supposed to wear the mask on your face. It's... Why is... It's a cold. It is a stupid cold. COVID is a cold. People need to stop freaking out. Stop it. Just don't even get upset. Don't freak out. It's a cold. Holy hell, I tested for COVID over Thanksgiving. I actually didn't mean to. It was an accident. Did you know how this happened? I'm totally fine. My strep throat was separate from my kid. So I went in and they were like, oh, we need to swab you for your, because you know, you get swabbed for strep throat, right? We're going to swab you for a strep throat. We're going to do it. You ready to get swabbed? And I'm like, sure, yeah. So they swab my throat and then hands to sky, because I never get swabbed for coronavirus. I just don't, because it's a cold. It's stupid. Next thing I knew, they had a Q-tip up my nose. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't. And they were out. And then they came back and said, oh, you had tested positive. And I'm like, first off, my first, I think, response was the blank I am, run it back or something like that. I don't even remember exactly how I said it. And the doctor was very nice and, you know, it was pretty like mine. It was like, look, it's a cold. Like, so what are you telling me? I got to quarantine and I got to do all this stuff. Is that what the people still doing? He goes, no one does that anymore. He's like, literally no one does. He said, it's a cold. And I'm like, I know that, but that's there. You can, all colds are coronaviruses, but only one of these has the stigma, right? I mean, only one of them has literally ended families and caused great division in the nation, right? Only one of them contributed to people getting suspended and silenced on social media, right? I mean, hell, I almost been demonetized on YouTube for talking about it. So yeah, only one of them carries a great penalty. So you can say all damn day that it's all a coronavirus, but there's different. It's a difference. And he looked, I said almost all that. And he looked at me and he said, no, you don't need to. People aren't doing that anymore. He said, it's not a thing that anybody's doing. And he had added that, you know, you don't need to go and like ensconce yourself. He's like, most anybody gets is like maybe a slight cough or they're just tired. That's it. He's like, it's not at all like it used to be. And he was saying that what the incubation period and even the contagious period, period of contagiousness aren't even, he's like, they're not even the same duration. He's like, it's a completely different thing. He's like, so just no, you're fine. You don't need to do anything different. I'm like, okay. So that was it. She's still freaking out about this. Still freaking out about it. It's a cold. And I don't know. I can't imagine anyone being either accidentally or on purpose. I almost think it's on purpose at this point. That stupid. Like, I had to bring in all this other stuff. It's a virus. You're never going to kill the virus. Never going to happen. And then, so this, one other quick thing. Did you guys hear the story of the Ohio woman who, we had this, I saw this actually, and I was going to put this somewhere else, but it fits perfect here. Remember the story, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, right? So the one broad who was caught legit eating a cat in the middle of the road, she's pled not guilty to one felony charge of animal cruelty, Alexis Farrell. So see, or Farrell, I don't know how I like Farrell better.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah. This story was never not true. It was never not true. So this woman pled guilty to one felony charge of animal cruelty. She was legit convicted for eating a cat in an August video when everyone was saying they're eating the cats and they're eating the dogs, because that's true. This woman was on video. One of the people, this was in the same town where they were talking about the people who were coming in illegally and kidnapping pets in that same area. So it was never not true. I know all of the things that you guys were told, that you guys were told about. Isn't that how it always is? Ohio woman. That's just how they're going to refer to her. Can I just touch back on the coronavirus thing a little bit? Does anybody still actually get it anymore? I've had it before. No, I've never gotten the government experimental injection because I have a thing called natural immunity. It really is not anything. I think you're just tired. My strep throat, which is separate that I got, was way worse. So why are people talking about needing to mask up and all that stupid stuff? Like, let's hurt our immune systems more and make it to where we're more susceptible to stuff. I kind of wouldn't encourage them in that thinking because it thins the herd, doesn't it? Does that mean to say? Because I'm being honest. It's true. This is just so goofy. People have got to stop this. They act like science was just invented. I don't know how colds work. I don't know how the body's immunity works. I don't know at all. Just have no idea. Crazy. Yeah, I can't stand. It was funny because when I went in for the strep throat and they immediately like, well, can you put on a face mask? And I'm like, wait a minute. So my sinus is already inflamed and I'm already struggling right now to breathe like a normal person. And you're telling me to put a completely ineffective piece of cloth over my face to make it more difficult for me to breathe, but do nothing to filter out the small, tiny nanoparticles that will still infect you regardless of whether or not I have a mask on. Is that what you're telling me? I literally said that. And they went, yes. Like, it's just the policy. Seriously, it's so stupid. Remember when you had to stand so many spaces apart? I purposely would not. When you go through TSA and they're like, can you stand here and get scanned? I always flick it off every time. And I never, it's the little things. And I never put my feet where they're supposed to be. Every time, both hands, both barrels. Don't sit here and tell me that's just bad behavior. I don't care. I literally don't care. I'm telling you because I don't care. It's true. It's the little things, Kane.
It is.
Fly with me. It's fun.
It is.
We totally won't get pulled out or targeted at all, wink. Tell you what.
Wonderful. Get
so I guess nobody had fights with their family over Thanksgiving, right?
Say, wonderful, get pulled down for posting this.
Oh my gosh, Steve's already thinking ahead. He's already like, we're
oh,
so
man,
good. You know what?
Worst.
For all the YouTube baristas, I just wish I could take both of my feet and insert them sideways in your backside and wear you like house shoes because you're that stupid. That's your only purpose. It's only your only purpose in life. Oh my gosh. It's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. It stands for 15 pews. Standard capacity. That might be a little bit more for the people who have weak arm muscles. I don't know. But Kel-Tec is a great company, a Florida-based company. And they have a lifetime warranty on everything that they do. They are the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. They have two versions, metal frame, polymer as well. Metal frame has a gorgeous walnut wood panels, textured grips. You get the polymer gator grip for a true classic look and feel. Just they're great pistols. They come with two magazines. One is the standard 15-round minimal pinky extension. The other, more concealable even, flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12. It's the lightest, thinnest double-stack 9mm on the market. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no bones about it. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Only at Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Ask about the P15. Again, you got the metal frame and the polymer version. You're going to like it. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned pro or you're just looking for another EDC. It's the P15 at Kel-Tec. Keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, a rash of wild horses were shot, including one kind of stallion. I'm not even going to say it. All my horse people know. $35,000 award leading to the arrest of the people who did it. That's so bad. Oh, they said that the Onaki stallion. Is that what it's Western Desert of Utah? I know that there's a lot of wild horses that are up around that area, but they said that people were usually they just try to get photos of them. But apparently some people they said that since 2022, at least 60 wild horses and burros have been killed on public lands. Now, it's continuing. I wonder how much of it is actually BLM, Bureau of Land Management. Kind of wonder. So they've got awards out now to try to figure out who's doing this. California can't use all of its solar power. Millions of dollars of electricity goes to waste because the infrastructure isn't in place to store or move all of the solar power. Oh, meanwhile, everyone sees sky-high energy bills. That's true. They can't use all because they can't even have their solar plants operating at full capacity because they have no way of storing and transferring and doing all of this stuff. See, this all people come up with these ideas. Let's have a solar farm. Let's all have solar. It's so great. And we're just going to do all this, and we're not going to actually put anything else in place. We're not going to have any infrastructure to make this a doable thing. Huh, maybe we should have done that. You know how much they frittered away on the high-speed rail that nobody wanted from San Francisco to Los Angeles that nothing ever happened with? Yeah, they could have been doing, I don't know, working on this, but instead, no. The lost human species found in Asia, say scientists, it's called the big head people, the large head people. I don't know. They said, could another group of ancient humans have lived alongside Homo sapiens? What are you calling a Homo sapien? Scientists have identified fossils. Oh, I'm a hetero sapien, thank you. They found a new species of ancient humans that once roamed Eastern Asia with an extraordinarily large brain. So they call them the large head people. They said they lived between 200,000 and 160,000 years ago. I don't know. Maybe they just had a thing where they tied stuff on their head to elongate their skulls, and maybe that's what it was. Because, you know, there are those things, beauty rituals, that have existed with some peoples throughout the human history. Just saying. I just get a Monty Python-esque kind of feel to this. Just social drinkers on obesity drugs lose the taste for alcohol. Oh, my. These are the people, I guess, that are doing the weight loss shots. They said that the people who are on Wegovy or Mounjaro do not enjoy alcohol as much. They said a new study of Weight Watchers members who take obesity drugs found out that half of them cut back after they started the medication. I actually kind of wonder if it's a thing that they can use for alcoholism. That's an idea. So Jaguar, you know, right on top of their great, I don't know what you call that, the ad campaign that they had, that hideous thing that they did, where you didn't even know what it was about, if it was about a car. So they came out with the pink car. I don't know. It's a design vision concept. It was leaked ahead of its official release at Miami Art Week, per The Telegraph. The car, it's a Jaguar Type 00 concept. And it demonstrates the company's desire to strike through convention. It looks like a stupid, completely not aerodynamic vehicle, right? Yeah. They said that it's not going to be loved by everyone because it's fearlessly creative. That's what they said, that people aren't going to love it. And the reason that those people won't love it isn't because it looks like a giant pink brick and it's dumb, but it's because that they are these, you know, what they're trying to do is just simply breakthrough conversation. And that's ultimately, that's what they're doing. It looks bad. They said, oh, it's controversial because it's so fearlessly creative, was what they literally said. I'm reading their statement. This is a taste of things to come. Well, then it looks like taste is going to be like feces. This is horrible. And then it's, they had a hot pink. They had a like a blue model, like pastel colored. This looks so dumb. This couldn't clear a speed bump either. Kane, this is horrible.
Yeah.
This is a horrible car. This is not aerodynamic. I'm sorry. It's clunky, chunky, and dumb.
Yeah, if that's Fearless, I would probably request a little fear next time.
Yeah.
Their next idea.
That car's not hot. It's an ugly car.
Look at that.
It's just a bad looking car.
Like, I wouldn't even buy that as a toy on, like, remember the Toys R Us?
Yeah.
You should walk around.
Why would you change a heritage brand like this? Like, what do you think Jaguar before this? What did you think of?
Just luxurious, sleek, chill.
Top hats.
Yeah.
Smoking jackets.
Sure. All of that.
English countryside.
Gentlemanly.
Yeah. Yeah. Gentlemanly. That's you know, the genteel nation. That's what I think everybody thought. This, they basically use Comic Sans as a font. And then they have this hideous pink block. I mean, it's bad. So they have them. I guess they made two concepts of it. It just looks bad. It's just so cringe. People were taking photos by it, but it just doesn't look very good. It doesn't. This is not a car I would drive. Steve, did you see these cars? Is this a car you would drive?
I wouldn't necessarily drive a Jaguar that looked like that. I don't hate Jaguar, yeah. But
I know. It's like, why do they hate themselves?
Right.
That's what this is. This is what you make if you hate yourself. And that color. If you were a chick and a dude drove up to pick you up in that car, no. Bye. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Chicks view that stuff as, are you a provider or not? It is a measure of if you are a provider or not. Just like men can look at women and be like, are you going to be a lady or not? Like, are you going to be someone that I can... I mean, like, it's give or take. This is... The story's old. Everybody knows this. You'd pull up in a car like that. I'm going to think that you work at Victoria's Secrets or that you sell that makeup. What's that makeup that they all sell and they get that pink car? Mary Kay. That's a Mary Kay car. Jaguar went full Mary Kay with this edition.
I almost said Avon.
No, it's the Mary Kay pink, isn't it?
Yeah,
I made a double check.
You're right. No, I think you're right.
I'm positive. It's like that Edward Scissorhands kind of thing where Diane Weiss would go out and sell makeup.
In a car, that pink.
Yeah. But I can't remember. Yeah, you get a pink Cadillac to the top. A Mary Kay car is a pink Cadillac that Mary Kay awards to its top performing independent beauty consultants and sales directors. Oh, so it's the Mary Kay car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Well, I don't know what the blue one is, but yeah, that's all. This is so...
You just don't like Fearless creativity. That's your problem.
No, this thing is fugly.
I had my hand over the dump button.
It's not. It's a real word now.
What if you were a woman driving it, though? Like, would that be okay?
If you're a nana.
Okay.
If you're a grandmother on her way to the tea room to go and meet with, you know, the other dars there, then that's fine. Go ahead and you can...
Most women in my life that I've known ever were better and more frugal spenders.
Yeah. What does this have to do with this Mary Kay monstrosity?
Exactly.
That's an insult to Mary Kay, by the way. For me to call it that, I feel like I'm insulting the hardworking entrepreneurs that made Mary Kay possible.
But why try so hard to get away from the gentlemanly, kind of manly image that was Jaguar, like 007, James Bondy type? Masculinity. Why are they making that kind of masculinity toxic? I don't understand.
It's not toxic. That's not what I don't even think they understand. The toxicity is saying that gentlemanliness or chivalry is somehow toxic. This is like a feminist nightmare. I feel like I'm looking at a tampon commercial and not a Jaguar vehicle. We're going to drive this right.
I thought it was a Skittles commercial when I first saw it, without the sound.
It's the Mary Kay car. They went full Mary Kay. It's sad because they had such a great brand. I mean, I don't know what they were. I guess they were struggling because then it's on you that you're marketing. You have such a great, like, you had a great brand. You weren't able to message it, to market it. And you do this instead. Mary Kay already did it, like I said.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.